Well, Donald Trump has now accepted the conclusion of US intelligence agencies that Russia tried to interfere in the election that won him the White House. That's according to the incoming chief of staff, Rens Priebus. However, the president-elect is yet to respond to calls for Washington to retaliate. Trump was briefed by intelligence officials on Friday. They allege Moscow directed a series of hacks in order to help Trump win the White House in the race against Democrat Hillary Clinton. So, how is all of this being received in Russia? Anna Arutunyan is a Moscow-based journalist and author of The Putin Mystique. Anna, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Hello there.
What is the Russian reading of this report on hacking?
Well, let's take this down to several levels here. On the official level, of course, the Russians are denying this, right? And it's very convenient for them to deny this. It's very convenient for them to portray this as yet another allegation against Russia, which kind of flows into the whole idea of what is extremely important for the Kremlin, which is for Russia to matter. On another level, on the level of experts who are critical of Vladimir Putin, there is, as I've seen, a major disappointment with this report because it really hasn't proven anything substantial about the exact mechanisms of how Russians were involved in this, if they were.
Yeah, I do want to ask you about those specifics, but how does this work for Putin, an allegation like this? Does it in fact help him anyway, regardless of the veracity of the assertion? Because it creates, if you like, a mystique around this man as being a grand strategist.
Well, exactly. And I think this plays into exactly the things that I feel that this report got wrong. The report presented Putin as clearly aiming to bolster Donald Trump as president. I think that is a mistake. We can't really attribute motivations to Vladimir Putin with such certainty. If we can speak of motivations, we can look back at Vladimir Putin and at Russia's history. And the chief tenet here is to make Russia matter. And that's not as much as in promoting a certain candidate. It's proving to the rest of the world that Russia can interfere in world events. And this is exactly a way to do this. So the report, whether or not the Kremlin denies it or not, is very convenient for the Kremlin to deny, but also to kind of bolster the idea that, see, everybody's talking about us, everybody's afraid, everybody thinks that we interfered, whether or not we did, and of course we're going to deny that we did. Everybody's afraid of us. This is very important strategically for Russia and has been historically.
And of course, the assertion in Russia is often that, well, the US does that itself, that if it comes to Ukraine or other Eastern Bloc countries, that there has been long-term evidence of Russian US involvement in election outcomes.
Yes, exactly. I mean, this is how it's been playing this game all along. It has been using its propaganda machine, including RT, which was heavily written about in this report, to promote the idea that this is what the West does all along. And then when, of course, the West presents supposed evidence of Russian involvement in U.S. elections, Russia denies this with the caveat that, hey, look, we're doing this too. I mean, it's almost like a sort of double thing here that, officially the line is we're denying it, but unofficially there's a certain premium that we matter.
Right. So there's a cachet that comes along with being able to do this sort of thing. What do we know about the methods Russia used to influence this election, if at all?
We know, unfortunately, this is the disappointing thing about this report, is that now we still know virtually as little as we did before it. It's very hard in this day and age to ascertain exactly the structure with which Vladimir Putin ordered or controlled this or that intelligence service or proxy to interfere or hack the DNC, for instance. And unfortunately, from we know from what we know of the declassified report, we don't have any substance. I mean, it's likely that the Kremlin was indeed involved. It's likely that the Kremlin somehow sanctioned this, but we just still do not know the mechanisms of this, and that is very disappointing. And I mean, a lot of the experts in Russia were, frankly, expecting a lot more of the U.S. intelligence agencies, to come up with actual evidence, and they really didn't.
The report asserts that this campaign to influence the US election was explicitly tied to Vladimir Putin. How does it show that? Are you convinced?
I'm not. I'm not. I mean, I would mean that in some sense, yes, the Kremlin was aware and the Kremlin was behind it, but I also know the very fragmented way that the top-down process works in Russia. And it's not always a matter of written directives as much as unwritten spoken signals. And that's where we get into really murky territory, which is where I feel that, you know, U.S. intelligence floundered, because there's really little hard evidence to link the two. I mean, there's troll factories, there's fake news, there's Russian media, there's hackers. How do we, you know, connect the dots? How do we actually connect them to Russian intelligence? How do we connect them to Russian military intelligence? That's the substance that everybody was expecting, and that's essentially what was lacked in this report, what was lacking in this report.
Is the view in Russia that Trump's election is a good moment, that this presents an opportunity for Russia?
I think this should be clarified. I think one of the things that this report got wrong is that it's not so much that Putin was aiming for Trump, it's that he was aiming to undermine Hillary Clinton. That was the real aim. Now, whether or not he was banking on Trump becoming president is a very, very murky matter. And the signals I've been seeing from the Kremlin since Trump's election indicate that the Kremlin is essentially sitting on the fence and waiting to see what exactly it can expect from what is, in essence, a very unpredictable president-elect. That the Kremlin was really not expecting to win.
Anna, it's been fascinating to talk to you. We do appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Anna Aratunyan is a Moscow-based journalist and author of The Putin Mystique. It's 26 minutes past 6. You're listening to RN Breakfast.